Hello, this is Vivi on 90.8 FM, Radio Campus Grenoble, with English Talk Radio. My guest is Bertrand Tapaz of Voix de Garage on 90.8 FM. He's going to talk music with us, where to find it, best places to hear it, and if Grenoble is a music city. Where I was going to say we're sitting out on the terrace, but we actually had to come inside because it's a bit noisy out there. But we're doing all the things that people in France do in the summer. We have a nice cool drink, the sun is shining, the sky is blue, and the terrace is full.
Yeah.
So this is the place to be.
Yes, for sure.
Hello, Bertrand. Welcome back to English Talk Radio.
Hi, Vivi. Thanks for having me in your show. It's a pleasure and it's always a privilege to be the guy that celebrates the end of the season with you.
Yes. Music, summer, they really go together. Best places to find music in Grenoble this summer?
La Bobine in the Parc Paul Mistral, because they will remain open all summer long with several free gigs and DJ sets just in front of the La Bobine. They're going to have several things each week during July, August, and the beginning of September. So
wow.
We can sit in in the flowers and listen for free to music.
So they'll be playing outside?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, what about bars? Bars have live music sometimes.
Yeah, and that was a huge year for new bars in Grenoble with a lot of openings. So I select several for the listeners, and I will start with one of my five new ones. It's called Not a Beer. It's beyond the tram station Saint-Clair, near Léal in the center. They have a huge and great selection of beers to drink there or to take away.
To take away?
Yeah, to take away. So you can carry some beers from the there. Mm-hmm. To have your friends at your table. Mm-hmm. And it's for beer lover from real beer lovers. So in a very different mood, there is Keep It Weird, which is Trois Rue du Palais between La Place aux Herbes and La Place Saint-André.
Mm-hmm.
As you can expect with a name like this, they are kind of strange with very gorgeous seats. Music selection is great too, and they have a lot of cocktails to offer.
Ooh.
So it's a good place to drink, talk, and listening to music.
Listen to music. That's what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Music in Grenoble. Now, concert venues in Grenoble this summer. Who is coming to sing for us? Anybody special?
Nobody.
You'll be singing. You'll be doing the singing.
No, because almost all the venues are closed in August, except La Bobine, as I said.
Yeah.
But you can listen freely some operas in La Bastille, Wednesday, 25th of July, Wednesday, the 8th, the 15th, and the 29th of August. If you are involved in classical music and if you love the mountain, you can go from the 6th to the 23rd of August to the festival Musique en Vercors with a lot of concerts around Villard de Lans. So it's going to be a bit more freezy than the sweaty Grenoble town. And everything will start back with Jour et Nuit Festival, which starts in early September at La Belle Électrique.
So, with all this music, is Grenoble a music city?
Yes, a lot. Considering the history, Grenoble was now remembered as a rock with guitar bands in the 80s. A lot of reggae and a little bit of indie rock and hardcore in the 90s. There were some internationally recognized electro DJ and producer in the year zero. And now it's very mixed town with lots of good bands and lots of different style that you can hear from local bands.
Well, you just answered my next question. What kind of music? A variety.
There's a
lot of different music. So whatever your style, you can probably find something.
Yeah. If you like to listen something, you have the chance to hear it in Grenoble all around, because there is between 800 to 1,000 bands playing and rehearsing in Grenoble. So if you are a folk music fan or a classical jazz, hip-hop, electro, ukulele, reggae, or world music, you can hear something like that in Grenoble during the year. We are lucky to have some new things recently. For example, a band called Anasazi with a very modern version of progressive music. They realized their fourth album recently. I heard the new album from a band called Camel Spider. Very rock with guitar.
Wait. What spider?
Camel.
Spider. Oh, you've talked about these people before. Yeah.
And they're going to put their second album out in October. Mm-hmm. And it's very Frenchy but chic with a lot of guitar. So it's going to be cool. If you like to hear some surf music, there is a band which is now relocated in Grenoble, and it's called Moms I'd Like to Surf. And they're playing surf music, as you can think. for sure. For example, if you love electro or this kind of things, or ambient music, you can go to the label which is run by Denis Morin from Radio Campus. Because the label is called Là-haut dans l'océan. He's going to have a new mini album in September from a local producer, which is called Hugo Legrand. And I talked recently with Denis, and he's actually working on his own music, and he's expecting to put this new project on the label soon. So there is a huge variety. There's going to be a very big program run by Les Musiciens du Louvre. Mm-hmm. A lot of classical music, a bit of opera. During all the season 2008 and 2019, so it's going to be very interesting, I think.
So now, Bertrand, when you go to these bars to hear music, I forgot to put this in the script, but you know what I'm going to say. Is there a cover charge? Do you have to pay to get in or
some
not?
Some, yes, and almost the majority is... You came, you drink something, you share time with people, and you're listening to music.
Okay.
So, but sometimes it's also venues that have a fee for the bands.
But they're obliged to say that. They have to.
Yeah, it's put written that on in the front before.
On the front. Yeah. Okay, Grenoble, as I am very fond of saying, is the flattest city in France.
Yeah.
So we can walk everywhere or take the tram. And that's the way to get about. Leave your car behind, right?
Yeah, you can cycle. You can make rollers. Yeah, it's easy to walk or have your bicycle.
Yeah.
Because it's so much flat.
Well, Bertrand has just mentioned bicycles, so I have to jump in here and say, if you are riding a bicycle in Grenoble, obey the rules of the road, which means stay in the bicycle lane and stay off the places where we are walking.
And if you're cycling, remember, it's not a telephone way of making things. So put your telephone in your bag and use it when you on your foot, not on the bicycle.
Well, I was having lunch with some Grenoble friends the other day, and we said, you know, the city spent all this money on lanes for bicycles. Great idea, except they don't use them.
Yeah, it's a pity.
So why not put the telephone people, the people who walk with their heads looking at the telephone and bump into everybody, in the bicycle lane?
It's a lake of discipline.
I am a very bad person.
Yeah.
A bar on every corner. Now, Stendhal didn't say that. He said there's a view of the mountains from every corner. But almost a bar on every corner. So you have a lot of availability to listen to music and have a nice drink.
Yeah. There's all those old bars, like the small Al West, which is behind Les Halles in the center. It's a great place to meet indie rock fans, because we all know the bartender, which is playing in a band called Oun. There is the classical O'Callaghan pub. There is, as I said, a lot of new bars that opens. Something like Pay Ta Bière,
wow.
Which is a bar. You can buy some beer to take away, and you can learn to brew your own beer. Yes, it is.
You should brew it first before you can take it away. But now, is that
drink
legal?
Drink first and brew after.
Well, that's true. Is that legal? But the bar has to have a license.
Yeah.
For instance, we're in a bar right now, very nice bar. We couldn't take.
You have to come before and say, I want to learn how to make it. And
okay.
There is a program specific to learn how to brew your beer. And they're going to teach you, and they're making their own beer and things like that. There is also Kilt Inn, the pub run by French, but they brew their own beer. And they are very much in the Scottish way of making things. And I think I wrote the name. They are in Le Passage des Dauphins, which is between Rue de la Poste and Rue Saint-Jacques, which is near Les Cirex Cinema in the center.
I know where that is.
Yeah.
I never noticed it. Is it new?
Yeah, they open in February.
Oh, I must be have my eyes closed when I walk past them.
Yeah, because they have a very interesting and tasty selection of their home beer. I think you love it.
I don't even like beer.
Yeah?
Newcomers to Grenoble often ask, where is the best place to meet people, a place that has music? And you're saying the bars.
The bars are great. I think if you are a musician and you want to meet someone to play with or things like that, the great idea at the beginning is to go in La Bobine, because they have rehearsal rooms. Each week there is a jam session open to all musicians, so you can meet people you never saw before and play with them. A lot of musicians go there, so it's a good idea to meet the people there.
You're saying musicians go there to meet each other?
Yeah.
Ah.
It's a good way. I got an Italian guy that came for finishing his study in Grenoble, and he sent me a message in my Facebook of the show and asked me where I can meet musicians. Mm-hmm, I told him, yeah, if you want to play with people, there is this
good
jam
place.
Session every week in La Bobine, so go there.
And Isabelle is still there on Tuesday nights?
No, because she's preparing a new album, I think. So she's very involved in that. And also, she's creating a documentary for a radio station. So she's more involved like that in that.
Wow, we have to have her on the show.
Yeah.
You are listening to 90.8 FM Radio Campus Grenoble. So, we are all off to the beach. We need something to read, Bertrand. What? 5 books? I only asked for 3.
Okay, only 4.
3 books, or 5 books you would recommend for a summer read.
Michael Kollmeyer. The book is called in French Tout Monsieur sur la Plage, which is about the anti-depression pact between Charlie Chaplin and Winston Churchill. It's a great book about history, about the personal life of these guys. So it's brilliant. I love very much reading the biography of Gertrude Bell by Christelle Mouchard, because Gertrude Bell is the kind of lady who had that bigger than life experience.
She had flair.
Yeah, she was. She's got five or six life in one.
Oh yes, oh yes.
And I made a big discovery this year, because I start read books about traveling that I never done before. And I'm lucky enough to start with Ella Maillard. The book is called Oasis in Interdit. She talk about her traveling from the north of China to Afghanistan. She was traveling with Ian Fleming's brother, which also write a book about that traveling. So I read his book just after, and they have those very different vision of the same adventure.
The same trip.
That was amazing. The book was during a long time out of print in French, but it's going to be republished this autumn. So it's going to be cool. And I have a lot of fun reading a book called VIP by Laurent Chalumeau, a very exciting polar, roman noir about politics and murder in no days.
Politics and murder, that sounds very interesting. There's lots of politicians that people want to murder. All right, so lots of reading. What are you going to be reading this summer?
I'm currently reading a biography of Jean-Pierre Melville, the French director.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, I've only got one because...
Yeah, but yours is a very big one.
It's huge. I don't know how many pages it's got, but it's really big. Yuval Noah Harari is the author, and it's called Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind. And yeah, I know it sounds like the kind of boring book that you don't want to take to the beach, but it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. As you can see, I haven't quite... finished it yet.
You're almost at the end.
Almost, but not quite. The only thing I would say about him is that he does repeat himself. When he starts a new chapter, he tells you what you've read before, which we already know because we've already read it too. So he's a little bit annoying like that.
Yeah, but for the people that don't read from the beginning to the end in one time, it's going to be a proper way of...
And he's written lots of other books, and he's all over the internet. I was astonished. This book was given to me as a present, and
Ooh,
I was...
You're lucky.
I was
you
astonished.
You got friends. You got friends, you.
I am so lucky with my friends.
Yeah, I know.
Stop being horrible.
No, that's not my kind. Not like that.
International newspapers are all over the internet. But if you want to hold one in your hand, the railway station or Place Sainte-Claire are the only places I know of where you can actually buy them. And I think that's a terrible thing for an international city like Grenoble.
Yeah, it's too poor.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
There were more available when I first came here, and now it's down to just two places.
But I think the situation of the press... is actually very, very worried, because even the French newspaper don't sell. So it's a poor time for the press.
Well, sometimes I can get the Italian and the German newspapers, and there isn't one English news, no Financial Times, no Times, no nothing, no Guardian, there's nothing there. And I say to the people, you know what, where are my newspapers? And they say, Gallic shrug. We don't know why we don't get them. But they are available, but not all the time.
No.
Some places to go to hear music outside the city. You talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, if you are involved in the kind of weird, noisy, and crazy experience, you can go the last weekend of August to a town called Gigor near Cré in La Drôme, because it's the last edition of the Freak Show Festival. It's the 10th edition, and it's going to be the last one. So I think it's going to be a huge party with a lot of post-punk noise.
Crazy people.
Yeah, yeah, a lot.
Yeah, having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we can go there. Best bands in Grenoble. Now, you're biased because there are certain bands you like and certain bands you don't know. But what are the bands that are really making a sensation right now?
Ah, it's a huge question because there are so much bands and there are so many different kind of music you can hear. Personally, I had a lot of fun seeing a band which is called General Cluster, which is very heavy stoner rock band with guts. And we expect them to realize their first records for maybe 10 years. And they just put out a brilliant album and they had a release party that was so big, so huge, so
What's
funny.
What's the name of the album? Did I get you?
No. The name of the band is General Cluster, and the name of the album is Greeting from Black Mountains.
Oh, okay.
Because the drummer is living in the mountains.
Yeah. Okay, I can't see that. How much longer have we got?
8 minutes.
8 minutes. All right, so let's go back to the script. Now we come to your favorite. I know this is your favorite. Beer. Your summer recommendation for English talk radio listeners.
I think I got the surprise to find some Bombardier bottles sell in supermarket in Grenoble. So I bought a lot to put it in my fridge because I'm preparing myself because I'm going to be in London at the end of this December to see the Christmas gigs of Adam Ant. So I'm preparing myself, drinking English beer. So
Adam
I bought a lot of Bombardier.
Adam Ant's still going?
Yeah, he's actually currently, at the moment we're speaking, is in tour in the US. 20 gigs tour in the US. And then he came back to Europe and he's going to play twice in December in London.
He must be 100 years old.
Yeah, a bit more than that. It looks like a bit more than that. Even with the makeup, it looks old.
Let's go to Voix de Garage, your show. Yeah. It's been on 90.8 FM airwaves for many years. Uh-huh. Just how many?
This is the end of the 24th season, and we're going to start the 25 in October. So it's going to be, I'm as old as the radio station, you know.
You must be as old as Adam Ant.
Yeah, that's why we love. We love each other for that.
What kind of music?
Garage punk, surf music, rockabilly, blues, all that kind of very primitive rock and roll spirit.
When are you on and do you have guests?
Yeah, I'm currently preparing the selection of the guest of the orphan, because as I told you before, there is plenty of band that gonna put out their new records. So we planify when they can come because they want to talk about the new album and the release party or gigs to come or things like that. So I'm working currently on the planning of the next month because there is 6 or 7 bands I want to have in the show, and also some promoters or people that runs venues that gonna come and talk about their new season, what's gonna be, what will happen next year and things like that. And maybe I'm gonna go and make special shows with two labels located in Lyon. So I'm going to record that in August and put it in the show this autumn.
Are you telling me you're going to be working on your show in August?
Yeah, for sure.
I won't stop. Never stop.
Not me. This is the last one.
This is going to be the holiday soon.
You are my final guest of the season.
Yeah.
All right. Best band right now that you like, you would walk out of here and go and hear in Grenoble?
It's hard, but it's called Landing Aloud. They are playing that strange kind of music, which is a mix of cold music of the 80s, French poetry, and very indie noisy pop of nowadays. It's a mix of interesting things. We expect to make them play for the opening of the season for La Radio in Eve in the middle of September.
Oh, you mean live?
Yeah, live.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great. And that will be advertised so people will know.
Yeah. We are planified that. We have to find a day which is suit us, the band, and also Eve for their opening party.
Well, just don't make sure it's not when I'm there doing my show, please.
Okay, we'll do that.
Because that is loud. I've been there when they have been practicing.
Yeah, I think if the weather is good enough, they're going to play outside.
Oh, fantastic. That's even better.
Yeah.
Even better. Well, this is the last interview for English Talk Radio for the season. We'll be back in the autumn with lots of new guests. If you are traveling in Europe this summer, the emergency telephone number is 112 from a mobile or a landline. Our good friends in the mountains ask us to remind you to be equipped if you go hiking this summer. Water, food, hat, map, mobile. Easy to get lost, so be prepared, right? You agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When you're never prepared enough when you go to the mountain, because in the summer it looks like, yeah, it's the paradise, but it can become a nightmare very soon. I'm come myself from the mountains. My uncle is working for the Chamonix Guide Research.
The Forest Service.
Yeah, and he told me you cannot imagine the numbers of people that
I know
go to the mountains without any preparation.
That's why I'm saying it, especially families who decide on a Sunday afternoon they'll take a little walk with small children and they get stuck and they get lost. You know, I'm looking at my list here, I forgot suntan lotion. We are having a very hot summer in Grenoble.
I think so.
Thanks to Bertrand Voix de Garage for being a guest on English Talk Radio. That website again, please.
www.campusgrenoble.org.
Did you say www.campusgrenoble.org?
Yes,
I was just checking. Thanks to Radio Campus for having English Talk Radio on the air, and congratulations to our English Talk Radio grads, people who have learned English from English Talk Radio. Well done to you all. I'm so happy to have met you, some of you, this year. You are amazing. Thanks to Bertrand.
Thank you very much.
Have a great summer, a musical summer.
Yeah, you too, and see you in September.
See you in September. English Talk Radio.
English Talk Radio.
English Talk Radio.
English Talk Radio.
English Talk, oh beer.
Cheers.
Cheers. English Talk Radio.
English Talk Radio.
Get off my show.
Bye-bye.